I know that I can find my purpose with oneness, Sankara. I know that I can find my purpose. Purpose part with the oneness and Sankara.
Peace, love, and so much blessings, and welcome. Welcome to the Purpose Pod, T21 Alchemy Special. My name is Oneness Sankara. I am your host. I am a creative, a quantum creative, and a purpose mentor. And I am, I'm guiding you through this T21 Alchemy journey. So firstly, thank you for connecting in. And I hope that you have been listening to the other episodes, which are part of this series. And I thought that, I've been speaking to some amazing guests, and the intention in the beginning was to have it all within Down Syndrome Awareness Month. However, as I think I've said previously, Down Syndrome Awareness, Trisomy 21 Awareness cannot be condensed to a month. So we are spilling into November, and let's just see where this goes. So the interesting thing here is that this is the third time that I started to record this podcast. I want to talk about community, and I guess I felt in the first two takes that I wasn't conveying exactly what I wanted to say about the importance of community. And I've spoken about the importance of community before, before I had my son, Apedimac, 6 years ago. I would more be speaking about it from a cultural perspective or a gender perspective, spaces for women to come together, spaces for Black women to come together, spaces for the Black community to come together. And now I've been part of another community in the world of disability, in the world of Trisomy 21 as a parent. And it's just reiterated the importance of community. Now, sometimes when there are lots of people who are the same together and they've asked for a space to be carved out for them, this can be met with negativity. I know this as a Black woman, where people not from the community that we're catering to feel like they're excluded and feel that they should be in, and what's going on there? Why is there this space where only Black people are meeting? Or why is this just a women's only thing? Don't you think that's just reverse discrimination and all of this kind of thing? But it's really important to have safe spaces where people get it, where you don't have to spend that first part of interaction explaining who you are, or explaining your children, or why things are the way they are. And it doesn't mean that there aren't going to be spaces where we do share and we do spread awareness, like what's happening in T21 Alchemy. But that's just not always your work. That's not always the strength that you have. I just think of all of the times that I've gone to different community groups, and I will shout out these community groups as it pertains to either the disability community or places for parents or places for parents and children. I've gone in these spaces and I've just felt really like shattered, or just tired or misunderstood or whatever. And I found an immediate solace and understanding. And it doesn't mean that we're the same. Actually, a lot of the times we're very different. The people, the mainly women coming together are different, but they have this commonality, or we have this commonality through our children. And in there is a strength and there is a safety. And so the importance of it doesn't take anything away from our wider community. And it doesn't mean that we're not part of a wider community, but it just it strengthens that wider community. And we all need spaces where we can get strong, you know, safe spaces for our children, safe spaces for ourselves. So I guess this is just a parent, an advocate, a community organizer told me a story. I hope she doesn't mind me sharing this. I'll run it by her before I air this. But she told me that there was a friend of hers who, when early on, when she had her diagnosis with her little girl who has trisomy 21, and there were, you know, she was dealing with medical complications, etc., her friend just quietly made a little like notes of communities that she'd see online or things that she could follow and all the rest of it. And then when she was in the right place, gave it to her friend. When her friend was in the right place to receive it, she gave it to her friend. And it was like, I was just like, what a beautiful gift, what a powerful gift, you know? And so it just makes me think of how we can think outside of the box for ourselves and for people that we want to support. I hope that this makes sense, because this is like one of the shortest episodes that I've done. But community is important. So find community, find tribe. And it's not just, you know, people, it's not just centered around problems or challenges, but it's also a space of celebration. In a previous episode with Christina Bowman, she was talking about the Trisomy 21 community and how the very little things are celebrated. And when you have a child with additional needs, or you have additional needs, etc., certain things can be more of a challenge, things that we might not even think about. You know, my son had low muscle tone. So the milestones that I witnessed other children, typical children sort of racing through, that wasn't what was happening for my son in terms of how hard he'd have to work and the physio that we went through when he was really little, just to sit up, you know, just to crawl, just to stand up, etc. So in another environment, to say that your child is now crawling at a particular age, it's like, okay, that's really nice, you know, great. What's for dinner? You know, but when you bring that in a community where other people have experienced it, they know what it is that you have walked through, you know? And so there's a little nod, you know, there's a little, everybody's win feels like your win, because you know the journey and you know how hard the child has worked for that milestone, you know? And that's just an example, you know, that's just an example of the many ways in which, community, is important. And even if you're not part of the community, even if, like, for example, the example that I was giving with the friend, right? Even though she knew it was a community that she wasn't necessarily going to be part of, she saw the importance of community and started to support her friend in building that. So just saying that, like, when we think of like, how do we support each other? There are so many ways. And her friend didn't think, oh, well, I'm not part of that community, so I'm not going to help my friend. Like, she saw the value in it. I hope that what I am saying is being conveyed. And I hope that if you're in a situation, and it doesn't have to be around Trisomy 21, it doesn't have to be around any part of my personal identity, it's whatever is important to you. If you feel that there are things that people don't get, or your wider community doesn't get, maybe there's a niche community out there for you. So I just want to big up all the guests who have been on the show so far. So that is Denise Grant of Pandas Tree. That is Christine Bowman of Diffability. And it is and Amber Rojas from Diversity and Downs. And there are more guests, but I'm keeping that a bit close to my chest, but just shouting out chromosomes and curls, and all of the other wonderful services and support groups that exist to support the Trisomy 21 community and their families. Peace, love, so much blessings. And if you want to know more about some of these support groups, then do hit me up at T21 Alchemy on Instagram, and I'll be happy to share what I know. Each one, teach one. Peace, love, and so much blessings. And thank you for listening. Teaching Alchemy.